with the latest news now.
The Justice Secretary Alex Chalk says an independent investigation will take place after the prison escape of a former soldier accused of terrorism. Daniel Khalif escaped Wandsworth prison in London yesterday morning. MP Rosina Ali Khan says it's a scary reflection of the underfunding of the sector.
Understandably, the public are going to be concerned, but I think what is really, really important is the understanding that there is a wider issue around the country across all our prison services of understaffing, under-resourcing, and fundamentally, this looks at the broader picture of our failing public services across the country.
Police are preparing to launch an investigation into maternity care at an under-review NHS trust. Nottinghamshire Police's Chief Constable Kate Maynell says the decision has been taken after a meeting with midwife Donna Ockenden, who is currently reviewing care at Nottingham University Hospital's NHS Trust. West Midlands Police have confirmed a 17-year-old has been arrested in Birmingham on suspicion of terror offences. The four say the teenager was arrested earlier on suspicion of encouraging terrorism and distributing extreme material under Sections 1 and 2 of the Terrorism Act 2006. There are calls for the government to publish a national risk register for all public buildings in the wake of the Iraq crisis. The TUC's warned the issue in schools is likely to be the tip of the iceberg, with other public buildings also at risk, including courts, hospitals, libraries and community centres. The first ever large-scale research across the UK looking into online gender-based violence has revealed that over 1 in 10 women in England have experienced it. Dr. Olga Uraz is a senior lecturer in law at the Open University. She's been speaking to us about the study.
8 in 10 women and girls who experienced online violence have said that it had tremendous impact on their lives, predominantly on their mental health and well-being.
And the Met Office have announced that today is provisionally the hottest day of the year so far. 32.6 degrees Celsius was recorded in Wisley in Surrey, breaking the record set back in June. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Jules Utebridge.
Radio Works.
British Wool is urging people to buy British produce in a new campaign, following interviews with British farmers revealing the unprecedented struggles they're facing. Farmer and Love Island star Will Young has more.
The farming community has a lower than average mental well-being than the rest of the UK, and British Wool is campaigning for change. Coming from a farming background myself, it's very different to what is shown on TV. From long hours to economic pressures, which has really affected the community, people can support our farmers in buying British Wool and other produce like meat and veg.
Radio Newark weather with the YMCA Village.
Dry for many across the UK this evening. There might be some showers though in the far north of the UK. Still remaining rather mild, temperatures dropping no lower than 14 degrees Celsius.
Radio Newark weather with the YMCA Village. Here for young people. Check out our impressive range of recreational activities for young people. It's the perfect way to stop the kids from getting bored this summer. See ymcanewarkshower.org for details.
Radio Newark.
Radio Newark Sport. Brought to you with Smith's Timber Merchants. For all your fencing, decking and DIY needs on Appleton Gate, Newark. Visit smithstimber.co.uk.
One is you make me happy. Two is you set me free. From all the things that help me. That from just being me. Thank you for all the sweetness. Now I can finally breathe. Now I can finally breathe. But baby, don't you see? I still get frustrated, thinking like when you keep on doing things I don't like. And I hate your friends, and I hate your mood, and I still love you. I got 21 reasons why.
Company, but baby, don't
three, four, five, six, seven, and nine, ten. Keep on counting. I still love you. I got 21 reasons why.
Hello and a very good evening to you all from Radio Newark Sport. This is Gorey. We have got a great evening lined up for you tonight. We have, first of all, will be myself and Tony Joynes, Newark's legend football star, with me to talk about the sports that's going on in Newark in the last week. Update you on all of that. And then following that, we have got two real superstars to talk to. We have got Katie Gibson and we've got Scott Wrigley. So we're going to talk to Katie. Katie's from the Bereavement Centre and Scott is doing a massive amounts of charity work for them as well. That's going to be a great, great night. So look forward to talking to you all and we'll see you in a very short while.
Thank you.
And welcome back to Radio Newark Sport with Gorey and Joyner. We're going to be just going around Newark in a minute and talking about all the different sports. We have also got with us tonight, which will be along in a few minutes, we've got Katie Gibson and we've got Scott Ridley, who are doing loads and loads of work for the Bereavement Centre in Newark. So, over to you, Tony. What have you got first for us?
Oh, Gorey, I'm going to be talking about the cricket section in Newark, because we seem to have had a lot of success this year. We've got Newark R&M, who are champions of their league. Conyngham Seconds won their league. Connington and Winthorpe finished an impressive season top in Division J. Claypole got promoted. So these are all local sides that have all won their respective leagues. And a special mention to my good buddies Andy Sears and Shorey, who guided a very young Conyngham third side to win in their league. Well, apart from the wicketkeeper, that is, who is of age. Other than that, it's been a fantastic year for local cricket, which is impressive that we've had all these teams getting promoted.
It's amazing. And I noticed as well, the long-standing captain from Boulderton.
Yeah, Mr. Clipson.
Mr. Clipson. He's retiring, isn't he?
Well, he's not retiring. I think he's standing down as club captain. I still think he's stopping within the club and playing, but he's given the club a real good serving with his captaincy and guided the club through some tough times.
They've been around a long time, Bolton. I've always, when I was a young kid, I used to go and watch them a bit on there.
Yeah. They're a good club. They're a good club.
So, moving over to another good club, and we've also had a great team over the years. That's Newark Rugby Club. They've had a great start. Season started this week, and obviously we had Matt Covin a few weeks ago.
Yes.
Newark first, they got off to a great start. I mean, they smashed Sutton Coldfield 62-10.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a great result, 10 tries. So they're off to a great winning start. So at the moment, we're having an amazing start to all of the seasons. Now, I think you were at the game last night, Tony, weren't you? Newark Town played.
Yes, we did. We faced Hucknall Town in the League Cup. And I'm pleasing to say we came out 7-2 victors in a very hard match, which it always is against Hucknall. They got promoted last year out of our league into the league above. They've probably not made the best of starts, they'll be fair to say. They've lost a lot of players in pre-season. But nevertheless, it was still a very impressive win for Newark Town first team last night.
Brilliant. Newark FC didn't play at the weekend, as far as I know.
I don't think they had a fixture at the weekend. The only other thing really on the football as well is a couple of things. Obviously, the Newark Town ladies side.
Oh yeah, we need to mention those guys, don't we?
They play in the FA Cup for the first time, and they travel away. I'm just trying to think who the team is that they're facing, but they've got a coach all set out. If anyone's available, contact Newark Town if they want to travel on the coach.
But they had a first game against Mansfield Town, by the way.
Mansfield Town Academy, which I think ended up 4-4.
Yeah, it's a brilliant result.
But yeah, you know, they've actually started and they entered the FA Cup for their first time in their history this year. So that should be a good game for them on Sunday.
Oh, that's brilliant news. We'll just stick quickly with the football, because I know the Sunday League started last Sunday.
Yes.
Will's team, Holy Trinity, got off to a great start. The 4-4-0, I think, was it? 4-0 win. There's a lovely picture of, and the boys are going to give him a bit of ribbon. There's a lovely picture of Googe in there, an action photo. There, look. So they had a great start, and there's a lot more of the teams just took, you know, I think was this Hortonville and Farnsfield. They had a good draw in there. So it's all underway. It's all starting. It's kicking off to the winter, aren't we, with the football?
Yeah.
Anything else, Joyner, from your side? The Collingham Football Club are doing also very well still. I think there's 7 out of 8 wins now.
Yeah, Damo's had a good start there. He took over the role there beginning of the season. He's practically have to build this team from scratch. He's got a very good squad there with a little blend of old heads and young players. And they're kind of 7 out of 8, so that's a very good start for him in their change to the Notts League from Central Midlands.
Yeah, I'm just moving away from the football. Obviously, there's a young lady from Coddington that took my eye, obviously living up in Coddington. There's Gracie May Brown. She's been selected for the Pony Club Championship. That's a really exciting thing for her. So she's doing really, really, really well. So we'll have another catch-up next week, Johnny. We'll find out what else is going on.
Yeah,
we'll
no problem.
So looking forward to that. And, guys, after the break, we're going to get Katie and Scott on the radio. We're going to have a chat with those guys, and we shall see you very shortly.
Radio Newark.
Radio Newark Sport. Brought to you with Smith's Timber Merchants for all your fencing, decking and DIY needs on Appleton Gate, Newark. Visit smithstimber.co.uk.
In 40-odd years, I hadn't done much exercise, but I knew I had to start. Sound familiar? Do what I did. Start the fight back to a healthier you with the Couch to 5K app. I couldn't run for a minute. 9 weeks later, I was running for half an hour. You can do it too. Join thousands of monthly users. Download the free One You Couch to 5K app now. Because there's only one you.
Tired of overpaying for storage? Moving house and need a short-term storage solution? Or just lack of space in the garage? Why not try Hardy's Storage, located at Hardy's Farm Shop, Farndon. Hardy's offer one of Newark's lowest cost and uncomplicated storage solutions. Flexible contracts, several sizes available. Secure premises, access 7 days a week. Contact us now on 01636 681 201 or visit hardysfarndon.co.uk.
The National Civil War Centre and Newark Museum is now free for residents of Newark and Sherwood. Enjoy fascinating galleries, fun interactives, a brilliant dressing up area and more, as well as fantastic family events every month. Plus, discover more about the town with hidden history walking tours every Saturday, where you'll uncover the secrets of streets you walk every day. The National Civil War Centre is open Tuesday to Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Find out more at nationalcivilwarcentre.com or follow them on Facebook.
Welcome back, everybody, to Radio Newark Sport with Gory and Joino. We have got Scott with us. Good evening, Scott.
Hello.
And we have got Katie. Hello. Gibson, how you doing?
Good, thanks.
Great stuff. Now, thank you so much for coming in.
No worries.
When I say special guests, I do really mean we have special guests with us tonight. Some of the work that you guys are doing, I'm so impressed. And I needed to get you in because I just really wanted to talk about it. But I want to find out about you guys first. Let's talk about Scott. So, Scott, where did Scott come from? You know, how are you there today? Just tell us a bit about yourself.
Well, I don't know. I don't know where to begin.
Right to the beginning, Scott. You were born at some point, weren't you?
Yeah, I was born in 1980 in Nottingham, City Hospital. And it all stemmed from there.
Okay, so where did you go? You lived in Notts for early life?
Yeah, brought up in Nottingham. School in Nottingham. Live with my parents. Always been into sport and stuff like that. Football, running, that sort of thing. Joined the military. And spent time as a printer as well, so I've intertwined between the two, and here we are now in 2023 doing 20 crazy events to raise money for the Children's Bereavement Centre.
Well, that's amazing. You said you was in the forces. What did you do in the forces?
First time round I was a tankie on Challenger 2s. I came out and then I missed it. Spent time as a printer, and then went back in and joined the RAF regiment.
Is it because when you came out you couldn't find a job for a tank driver? Is that what it was?
That is it, mate. Yeah. That's exactly it. Yeah.
So you went back into the RAF and did what?
I was an RAF regiment gunner, so I spent the time there. I missed it now. I missed a crack with the lads. I think half the reason that I do what I'm doing now at sort of my age is because in my head I still think I'm soldier fit and soldier ready and I can still pick up my backpack and crack on. So as long as I can keep trying to do that, then I will.
I think you're like every man of our age. There's nothing we can't do, Joino, is there?
I certainly won't be able to run with a backpack on me, mate. No doubt about that.
I can't run without a backpack. Okay, so we've also got Katie with us. Katie, welcome.
Thank you.
So you actually do work at the Bereavement Centre at the moment, and you're doing... So whereabouts did you come from, Katie? You live in Collinsons. You're not far from us, are you?
No, I also grew up in Nottingham and went to school in Nottingham, and then I moved to Newark. I have had various jobs, and then about 2 years ago I started working in the fundraising team at the Children's Bereavement Centre.
Fantastic. And so it's the sort of, you're doing the fundraising, working with Scott, so we're going to talk about a lot of the stuff that you two guys are doing at the minute, because it is amazing stuff. We're going to talk individually about some of those events. We're going to have a quick break and then we'll come straight back to you.
Yeah.
And welcome back to Radio Newark, Sport with Gory. And that was obviously Born Sleeping, one of my favourite tunes there. And I know my family at home will be cursed for me. However, that's my favourite tune. So welcome back with Gory and Joino. And we've got with us this evening Katie Gibson and we've got Scott Wrigley. So really looking forward to tonight's chat. And Katie, so you're doing some fundraising stuff. What kind of stuff are you doing? And then just talk us through how you bumped into Scott.
Okay. So the Children's Bereavement Centre provide bereavement and pre-bereavement support to children who are bereaved or someone important in their life has been diagnosed with a terminal illness. And we only get 4% of the funding we need to run the centre. So 96% of that fundraising needs to come from events and challenges and donations. And that's my role at the charity.
Okay.
So challenges like Scott's doing is extremely important to us. It has a huge impact at the charity and it allows us to be able to provide free support to children and families in the area that need it. So I met Scott a couple of years ago and he has a business called Wriggle Print and he prints merchandise for us for all of our fundraisers, particularly runners, with our logo and their name on the back so we can identify the runners. Okay. And now he is printing his own merchandise for himself with his name on and also fundraising for us with these amazing challenges.
So I know it was around about this 20 odd challenges that you're doing or about to do or whatever. Do you want to just talk us through some of them, Scott? Now, they vary so much in terms of the challenge, the distance. How do you go about, first of all, let's talk about how do you go about training, because they're so different. How do you go about training for them, Scott?
Yeah, that's quite an interesting question there. Well, when I sort of tried to semi-plan the 20, I was looking at, like, let's pick some big ones and then put some smaller ones in between so that we're not, like, tiring out too much. So there's been quite a lot of build-up. We've had some busy months. September, this month's a really busy month. Usually I run 30 to 40 mile 1 week, 50 to 60 the other, depending on what I'm doing. But again, because of the amount of events that I've got this year, I've had to train smart and think about how I do train, what I've got coming up, what I need to do to keep fit for it, how I'm looking after my body. I've got my sports masseuse, Gail Savage, who's local. She's been keeping me from event to event. Without her, I would struggle because I've been in some right states through some of the stuff. Some of it's been hard, really hard. And obviously, I'm not superhuman. I don't just tip up to the event. Like prior to that, there's a lot of training involved, nutrition, sleep, and everything involved in that as well. And then keeping yourself fit, keeping your muscles ticking over, so on and so on, prior to the event.
Okay. Now, I'm going to name drop here, because obviously we had Steve and Fran in a couple of weeks ago, didn't we? So you do a bit of training at Code?
Yeah, training Code as well, yeah.
You got yourself a trainer, personal trainer, or are you doing it yourself?
I train at Code. I've got Dean and Chad Sugden from Suggy's Gym. I have PT with them Monday and Fridays.
Okay.
I've got a running coach and I go to a running club as well, which is Beyond Active Running Club in Conyngham. Really good set of people, really, really great trainers, good guys, and just a great mix of people from different age groups and different levels. And it's really good because the training which we do, it fits everybody. So it's not like just, you know, specific for you need to be at this sort of level. You can put your effort in that fits. So that's been really, really successful for those guys as well. I've been really enjoyed going to it.
Okay. Do you do anything with him, Katie?
I just there supporting
group.
Him, yes.
So you're not training at all.
Cheering him on and making sure he's okay. And if I don't hear from him for half an hour after his event, I'm thinking, gosh, he's in Snowdonia and I've not heard.
That is equally important though, Scott, isn't it, to be fair, to have the mental side of it as well. You mentioned the physical side, the training, which obviously is, you know, it's very tiring and the events you're doing, but you do need that mental support as well. And I presume, Katie, that you come in there as well and obviously give him the support mentally as well.
Yeah, we do try. We try and support him in any way we can, really. And we're really lucky as a charity that we have our charity partners with some great local events. So the Newark Sportive Cycle Ride that was on in May.
Yeah, I did that.
The Newark Half Marathon and the Robin Hood Half Marathon. And as a charity partner, we get free places to offer to our fundraisers. And Scott's taken on three of our places in those three events as part of his 20 for 20. So, yeah, it's just about always working together and seeing what we can offer. And obviously this has been not only a huge time implication for Scott to take on all of these challenges, but also it's been expensive as well, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's obviously when I go away to the big like ultras and stuff like that, the weekend events, they're not close by, so you've got hotels, you've got travel, you've got your fuel, you've got your food fuel, and all of that on top. And then my wife will be my support crew, so she'll meet me at certain checkpoints. She'll have the van ready, so I'll tip up to the checkpoint, empty my water bottles, she'll give me my fresh ones with my electrolytes in and my carb drinks and stuff like that, give me a replan of food, quick change of the top, and off we go. So you need your support crew, and then obviously I've got Katie and Rachel at Children's Bereavement Centre that are back at home putting stuff on social media on my behalf and pushing it as well. And also my wife will do that live from my Instagram, so she puts the videos on and stuff like that whilst I'm running. Okay. So it's good.
There'll be a nice photograph at the end to put on as well, mate.
Yeah, no worries.
You'll have two handsome men on it. And don't worry about him. When you haven't heard from him for half an hour, he's getting a nice massage. Don't you worry about him.
Do you know what? They're not nice. They are. It's the greater good. And if Gail's listening, she'll be laughing because she knows yesterday when I went to see her, I could hardly walk coming out of there. And I know it's for the greater good, but obviously they're not. It's not like going to Eden Hall, you know, putting a robe on, having a nice massage, cup of tea. I walk out there and think, oh my word, I nearly swore then as well because I was thinking some of the pain from yesterday. But
the girl will be laughing, won't she?
Yeah, she knows she's really good at what she does. But she obviously with the sports massage, they get in there and they get into the muscles to keep you going. And she's really, really done me proud this year.
I mean, so if you look at sport today and what you've got, we didn't have any of that when we were younger, did we?
No, not at all.
Is that why do you think we are a bit all crocs now?
Probably, yeah. The interesting thing for me, Scott, is do you have a favourite of the, is it 14 events you've done at the minute?
Yeah, I do.
Do you have a favourite that sticks in your mind that...
Yeah, the one that I've just done at the weekend was Man versus Mountain. So you start at Carnarvon Castle in Wales, you run to the foot of Snowdon, up the Snowdon Ranger Path, up Snowdon, down Snowdon, finish in Llanberis. When I first got back into running again, that was the first like big event that I did. And the very last one was last weekend, so they're not doing that event again. So I was really happy to do that again. And I was happy to do the last one, and I knocked an hour 32 off last year's time. Wow. So that just goes to show how all the training and everything has come on, and where I was this time last year to now. So it's a slow process, but it's a good process. And obviously with my running coaches and stuff, we're sort of aiming for next year and the year after, trying to get in the top like 10% of the events that I'm doing now. So that's quite interesting as well.
That's amazing. I mean, that's properly amazing, well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Did you pass any of the SAS on the way? Because that's their training stomping ground, isn't it? Somewhere around there.
Yes. Yeah. That's in Brecon.
That's not okay. Yeah, it's not far.
Well, I'll in 2025. I'm doing an event called Dragon's Back, which is 230 odd mile from Conwy Castle in Wales all the way to Cardiff Castle, and it's all the way over all the mountain ranges. So you'll start that way, and then you go through Brecon, and you finish in Cardiff. So that's a 6-day event. So it'll take, well, you've got 6 days to complete it. Not everyone completes it, but that's my aim for 2025.
God, so I hope Gail's got some time off.
She's coming with me, yeah, I was going to say.
Well, look, so we'll talk about the rest of them in a minute. We're just going to have a short break, and then we'll be back with Scott and Katie in a second.
Radio Newark Sport. Brought to you with Smith's Timber Merchants for all your fencing, decking and DIY needs on Appleton Gate, Newark. Visit smithstimber.co.uk.
Hey, have you heard about all the incredible activities at YMCA Village?
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. They've got fitness and well-being all wrapped up in one place.
And the variety of classes is great. Yoga, Nordic walking, climbing, dance, and both indoor and outdoor fitness training.
And not just for adults. There are amazing activities for young people too.
Yeah, after school, they have youth gym workouts, climbing, cooking, art, and so many choices.
And the best part is, you can try these activities for free. They offer taster sessions before you commit.
YMCA Village, here for you and the health and well-being of our community.
Radio Newark.
And welcome back to Radio Newark Sport with Gory and Jono. We have got Scott Wrigley and Kate Gibson with us from the Bereavement Centre, and also talking to Scott about all the work that he's going to be doing for charity. So, Scott, we've been through Wales. Let's talk about the rest of the... must be about 18, is it, that we're looking at?
Yeah, I've done... what have I done? I've done 14. I've got five left. We've had some gruelers. I think one of the worst events that I did was in March, and it was not the event itself, but the weather. It was horrendous. It was a 50k ultra from Skegness to Mablethorpe and back.
So an ultra, what's an ultra?
It's 35 miles and above.
Okay. So, and it's just running, or you can walk it, run it, do what you
yeah,
like?
Yeah, either or. Yeah, yeah. That one was a straight run, because it's pretty easy. It's not up and down, well, it's not easy, but you know what I mean? It's not like up and down a mountain, so it was a pretty steady one to do, but okay. The weather was horrendous. We had everything. We had hail, we had sleet, we had snow, we had sideways. I think for the first 17 miles till I hit the checkpoint, we had open fields, wind in your face, hail hitting you in the face. And my wife knew as soon as she saw me, she thought, "You're not enjoying this, are you?" And I just looked at her and I thought, "This is horrendous."
The one that you weren't smiling.
Yeah, but I smiled at the end when it was done. So, yeah, but yeah, that stuck out for being a bit of a grueler.
Did you get to a point where you thought, "I don't want to carry on doing this one"?
I think I've not got like that so far, touch wood. But I think because when you know that you've got big distance, I just tell myself I'm here to do the job. I'm here to finish, so I'm done when I'm done. Yeah. So you do get those points where, you know, it hurts and it does hurt, but you just think, well, I'll just push through, just keep pushing through. It's more, I think, more of it's mental than it is sort of physical. Obviously you have to be fit, but you need to keep that brain, you need to keep telling it, because that will try and trip you up. That will, you know, that's telling you, "Oh, it's hurting, you need to stop," and then you need to tell that, "No, it's not, mate, we're going to keep going." And
that's what you mentioned, isn't it? It's that mental strength, John.
It's mental strength, definitely. Yeah.
Now I wrote one down here which was about the Isle of Arran. Is that the one that's coming up in April, or is that the one you've done in April?
No, I'm doing that next April, so that's 250k ultras. So splitting the island in half, so Saturday I do 50k, come back to camp, and then the next day we do 50k, but the second 50k is up the highest mountain in Arran, down through a forest. You can watch the video online, and it's pretty horrific. To me it looks amazing. I get goosebumps looking at anything. I can't wait to do this, because I really buzz from the scenery. I love to be outdoors, I love to be up mountains and countryside and forest near the sea and stuff like that. So to me it's an absolute dream.
Have you had a psychiatric evaluation yet?
No, mate.
I'm looking forward to that one, Tony.
But you've got to test yourself, haven't you? You know, it's people, you know, people like to go to the pub or walk the dog or whatever they do, you know, fly in the car, whatever. I like to go out and run.
Okay. So are you going to that one?
Probably not, no. I mean,
that's after the 20 to 20, that one is. So that's not part of my 20 for 20, but that's,
oh, it's not,
that's,
is it?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing after the 20 to 20 is finished. So obviously I ain't stopping running, I'll still carry on, but obviously it's not going to be 20 next year, it might be 5.
Okay, so I've jumped a bit forward actually. So let's talk about the ones you have done, because I know there's one happening next week, so we need to talk about that one. But let's talk about the ones you did do, Scott. Let's try and put some miles together.
The first one I did was Home Pier Point, and that was a half marathon. And then I did another one in February, which is a half marathon in Leicester. Then I did another half marathon in March, which was a Retford one. Then I did the New York City virtual half marathon. Then I did the British Seaside East Coast 50k Ultra, And then I did the Rutland Half Marathon spring. That was a tough one. That was quite hard. I didn't expect it to be. There was a lot of up and down with that. And okay. Towards the end, there was two really hard hills right near the end. It proper took the energy out of you. That was a lick. That was really hard. Then after that, I did just a small 10K, Lincoln 10K, and then I did a virtual run. Because I was supposed to do an event and it got cancelled, so I thought I need to get a fill in. So I did the it was called the Jesus Trail, and it was from Nazareth to Capernaum in Israel. It's 39 miles, 63k. I just ran that in the UK. I just put my headset on, set my watch, and just went out and pounded the.
I was just about to say you didn't go to Israel then.
No, I have been to those places, but I didn't go and run it. No. Then what Katie spoke about earlier, I did the Newark Castle Sportive bike ride. That was nice. I had some nice ladies to bike around on. Weather was really nice. Then after that, I did the Grim Reaper at Grimsthorpe Castle. That was just a 10-miler. And then after that was...
I love that. It's just a 10-miler.
Yeah. Just a steady 10-miler.
Yeah. I did this in my car.
A huge challenge for most people.
Not kidding.
Then we moved on to Woodall Spa 10K. That was a real fast one. There's quite a lot of real fast elite athletes that use that. And so yeah, that was a nice run. And then the biggest one that I've done so far was in June. It was called The Wall. It was 115K, 70 mile, and I ran from Carlisle to Newcastle along Hadrian's Wall. I did that in 16 hours, just over 16 hours. I wanted to come in before 12 o'clock at night, and I didn't. I think it was like 12:45. So I said to myself, as long as it's got a 12 in it, I'm happy. If it's 1 in the morning, then I'm not going to be happy. So as long as, because I wanted to finish before 12, and I knew that I wouldn't, so I thought, okay, let's not get disheartened about that.
Yeah.
Let's just make sure that we still finish at 12-ish at some point. So that was emotional. Took me about 3 weeks to recover from that.
Just going back, what is the journey like from Carlisle to, is it Newcastle, did you say?
It's interesting. Yeah, it's
uphill, down Dale.
Yeah, it's very scenic, especially when you hit Hadrian's Wall. Obviously, Carlisle's nice. We started at Carlisle Castle. We went through like the country parks and stuff like that, and then we started getting onto the route towards Hadrian's Wall. I tell you what, there's some lovely people. There was like unofficial pit stops, so people really like the race like we do. They'll come out, and there was this real small village, and it was in the middle of nowhere, like off this country road, and at the top of the hill it went down as part of the route, and all the houses were sort of down at the top of the hill. They set up a big marquee, and apparently they do it every year. They had cups of tea, biscuits, cake, sweets, music, dance music blaring out. All the family was there, neighbourhood and stuff, and they were there to support the runners. And it was brilliant for morale, you know, because it was quite testing to get to that point. And they was giving it this great, just a nice cup of tea, and they were telling us how many people had got through and stuff like that. It's brilliant, you know. It's their event as well. They enjoy seeing us come through there, because it's where they were. It was really remote. It was like in the middle of nowhere, so it was quite nice for them to see all these people coming through, and that always stuck with me. It was brilliant.
Has there been a point, Scott, on any of these 14 events that you've done where you've had to lock onto somebody doing the same run that you're doing when you're going through a tough time? Because obviously you've mentioned that some of it is in darkness, which I suppose as a runner can be quite vulnerable, obviously mentally, like we've already spoke about. Is there one point that you can think about where you had to lock onto somebody that sticks in your mind?
Yeah, well, there's a chap called Adam from down Southway, like near Portsmouth, and I'd met him about a 50 mile on that same run, and he was spent, and I was tired, because obviously we'd just done 50 mile, it was starting to get darkness, and I got chatting to him, and I helped him to get through the race, because his head had gone, and I was like, come on mate, we can do it. I said, how about let's run from here to that tree, and so on and so on, and I rejuvenated him, but he helped me as well. And then from that 50 mile we'd finished the race together, and we got through the dark together, we had the head torches on. It was brilliant, and he said to me he wouldn't have got the time and got through it without me, and I wouldn't have got through it without helping him as well, because we got on really well, and it was really nice to run, and we still keep in touch, and we're on about doing events together. Yeah. We're talking about doing, I want to do my first 100 miler in Snowdonia next year, and I'm hoping he's going to come and do it with me, so we've been talking about that behind the scenes. So
that's amazing. Yeah, you'll nice. Always find teamwork somewhere, won't you? Even though it's like an individual thing, you'll always find that.
But with the big team. Runs, you find that, especially in the ultra community, everybody are either going through what you've been through, just been through what you've been through, or they can relate. So you'll meet people throughout your run as you're going on. You'll be with them for 5 miles, 10 miles, 10 minutes, an hour, and then you might have a bit more on your legs than they have, or vice versa. But you're all supporting, like you say, you're all latch on to each other, have a bit of a conversation, you know, do you want a sweet mate and stuff like that, and it's really good. Everyone's in the same boat, you know. They're all going through the pain cave.
I think our listeners are going to be in awe about this, because this just, and what you're doing, Scott, is just fantastic. Scott, we're going to just have another quick break, and then let's talk about a couple more that you've done, and then we're going to talk about what's coming up, and then we're going to get Katie to let us know the, you know, what's happening in terms of the money and things like that. So we'll see you shortly.
Radio Newark Sport, brought to you with Smith's Timber Merchants, for all your fencing, decking and DIY needs on Appleton Gate, Newark. Visit smithstimber.co.uk.
Fondon Ferry, the 50% menu venue, is back with their special deal until December. It's simple. You get 50% off all starters, main courses and desserts. T's and C's apply. It's on all day, every day, except Sundays. Save yourself a fortune on quality food at Fondon Ferry, on the banks of the River Trent in Fondon. When you're thinking about eating out, think no further than Fondon Ferry. Call Newark 551217. Or visit our website, fondonferry.co.uk. Fondon Ferry, the 50% menu venue. Book now for Christmas.
Chosen by Scott. Enjoy.
Deep in the bosom of the gentle night is when I search for the light. Here comes my pen and start to write. I struggle to fight dark voices in the clear moonlight without fear. Something I can't get this. Mess in darkness, no electricity. Something's all over me, greasy. Insomnia, please release me and let me dream of making mad love to my girl on the heath. Tearing off tights with my teeth, but there's no relief, no peace. I toss and turn without cease, like a curse. Open my eyes and rise like yeast. At least a couple of weeks since I last slept, kept taking sleepers. But now I keep myself pet. Deeper still, the night I write by candlelight, I find insight, fundamental movement. So when it's black, this insomniac, take an original tack. Keep the beast in my nature under ceaseless attack. I get no sleep, 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 sleep. I can't get no sleep, sleep, sleep. We'll be right back.
online, on FM, and up to date on social media. We are Radio Newark. With the latest news now.
Yeah. Welcome back to Radio Newark Sport with Gory and Joino. We've got Katie and Scott with us from the Bereavement Centre. Just talking about Scott and all of the great things that he's been doing. So, Scott, we've got a couple of things to go to make up to the 20. I think we've got about six to go, haven't we, to make the 20 and 20. What we got left, Scott?
Well, the big one I've got left, Equinox 24, next weekend. Not this weekend, coming next weekend. It's at Beaver Castle. It's a 24-hour race event, and it's as many 10K laps as you can do in that 24 hours. So I'm really hoping that we can get people behind us, because this is going to be a grueler for me, because I don't do laps. So mentally, this is going to be probably one of the biggest tests, and it's a bit of a lick as well. So it's just constantly going round and round and round until you've done. I'm going to run the full 24 hours. So I'm hoping...
You've not got a car for that, like the Le Mans 24 now.
No, there's no car. There's park cars, but there's no, yeah. But what I'm hoping is, ideally, I would like to beat my biggest run so far, which is 70 miles. So I'm hoping to do 16 laps if I can, right. Which I think if I worked it out right, it's about 78 mile. So that will give me my biggest so far. But we don't know, so I don't want to put... I shouldn't have really said that, should I? Because now it's out there. But that's the plan. Then literally a week after that, I've got the Robin Hood Marathon. So I don't know what state I'm going to be in. I might even just be walking that, because I'll still be broke. I think your physio will be getting a call, Scott. Even with Gail's help, I'm still going to be broke getting around that. That's going to be interesting. Equinox 24, that's a real big thing. So if anyone hasn't donated to us and would like to, that would really be a great boost coming up to next weekend. So I think Katie will give you the ins and outs of how to donate and what we've raised so far and so on and so on.
Oh, yes. So, Katie, over to you.
So, Scott's done an amazing job fundraising. You've worked so hard. We've had amazing support from the local community and business community. Scott started, actually, by fundraising through local businesses, sponsored him, and he's got businesses' logos on the back of his shirt. So you've just been really innovative and really focused on fundraising, and you've managed to raise over £5,000 so far, which is incredible. It'll have a massive impact at the Children's Bereavement Centre.
But we are aiming for 20,000, so
yes,
it ties in.
Yes, going to come up to that.
Sorry.
Scott, you've jumped in.
Sorry.
No. Go for it. He really wants to meet his target, don't you?
Yeah, I'll be devoed if we don't. Yeah. I know you keep saying it's fine, it's a great amount, but I've got my heart set on trying to get the £20,000. So it's 20 events, 20 years of Children's Bereavement Centre, £20,000. It all ties in lovely. There's loads of people in Newark that can give us 15 grand collectively or the wider area, you know. So break your kids' piggy bank jars, give us your twos and ones, whatever it takes, you know. Let's have it, please. Thank you.
To be fair, I've got to be honest, it's an amazing thing what you've done. I know how good the Bereavement Centre is, Katie, because we've used it, we've had experience of it.
Thank you.
And it was amazing. And, you know, I hope that people out there will dig deep. I know it's a great thing you're doing, and thank you so much for coming in tonight.
Always.
Really, really appreciate it. It's been a great night. Katie, did you want to say something?
Yeah, just that, you know, if you could spare anything you can to support Scott and donate to his page, which is justgiving.com/CBC20for20, or even just by following him on Instagram, he's at 40 something runner, sharing his posts, spreading the word. You can support him and the Children's Bereavement Centre in lots of ways, by, you know, just sharing posts and commenting and showing support, and everyone's been amazing so far, so thank you.
But if you forget any of that, if you just type in my name, if you can remember it, Scott Wrigley fundraiser in Google, it comes straight to the Just Giving page, so you can get to us that way. And we're on the CBC website as well.
And you're going to be on Newark Radio podcast So that's going to be up there as well.
So obviously,
lots of ways of getting into touch.
Lots of ways. That's great stuff. Thank you, guys. We're just running out of time. We could carry on, but we are running out of time.
Thank you, Joydo,
for tonight.
No problem, Paul.
Really appreciate that. And we've got Dean coming up next, so stay with us and enjoy. Take care. Thank you.
Online, on FM, and up to date on social media. We are Radio Newark. With the latest news now.
The Justice Secretary says an independent investigation will take place after the prison escape of a former soldier accused of terrorism. Daniel Khalif escaped Wandsworth Prison yesterday morning. MP Rosina Ali Khan.